This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We got to create ways to talk about football. That's what I'm talking about, Sean. Evan out, he wants baseball nonstop all the time, even when there's no baseball to talk about. With him not in here, we're going to talk some football at some point this week, I promise you.
Yeah, we'll get the juices flowing with football at some point throughout the week. We do have baseball, though, here at the start as the not official first half, because we've already climbed the first half of the baseball season, but we've hit that mid-break point here as the Midsummer Classic awaits. Home Run Derby tonight, more on that in a little bit as Jazz Chisholm Jr. competes. All-Star Game tomorrow. But we ended the show on Friday, Teak, with the thought on who the weekend was bigger for. I was of the belief it was bigger for the Mets coming off of that doubleheader sweep to the Orioles, and the Mets go out there and they do their job. They get 2 out of 3. Yeah, it's right. A little unsatisfying losing that game. Manaea, you know, just getting his innings in, giving up the runs there at the end and losing the game on a walk-off. Okay, so be it. The Mets did their job. Phillies, by the way, had a real tough time with San Diego all weekend long. I don't think this was any sort of, in fact, it's a great weekend for the Mets to kind of wash the stench off of Baltimore. For the Yankees, it's disappointing because when they started Friday night, scoring all those runs, I'm like, man, this is going to be a monster weekend versus the Cubs. Will Warren gives you good enough effort. Team just, flat. Flat.
Team was flat. Here's the thing, though. Coming off of the Mets series, the one thing that you were terrified of as a Yankee fan or a Yankee observer was they could get swept in both of these series.
Yes.
Right? Seattle is really good. And then the Chicago Cubs, they're also really good. And so, losing 5 out of 6 or 4 out of 6 would just be devastating. But you started those last two series with a sweep and a victory. So you won 4. You were automatically on top of the expectation by the time you got to the last two games of that Cubs series. Now, if you had stole one of them and it's gravy and you win both of those series, fantastic. But I actually think looking at the Mets, like post-mortem, what we thought could happen going into the All-Star break, taking 4 out of 2 in those two series combined, is actually the best thing that could have happened.
Yeah.
Like you when you look at it from a hole, you'd sign from it. It sucked that you lost the Cubs series, especially after scoring so many runs, but that was a bullpenning game. You kind of could have expected that against the Cubs in game one. So, like, when I look at what the Yankees did to finish the first half of the season, the proverbial first half, it was actually okay.
It was. And the Blue Jays struggling with the A's was a big help, too, as your two games out. So here's where we want to bring you at 888-808-1019. Me, Tiki, Tommy, chime in on this. We all have done what we do on WFAN, both talk show hosts and listeners alike. We have lived and died and overreacted, and then overreacted some more to each and every game this baseball season. Now let's take a breath. look down on the first half of the baseball season, look ahead to the second half of the baseball season, and take the trade deadline and maybe what your expectations are all into account. I want to throw it all in that pot, bring out the grandma's wooden spoon, stir the paprika in there, and let's all be honest with each other. For each team, what is your biggest concern going forward? And by concern, I mean this season doesn't end the way you want it to, whatever your expectation may be, winning a World Series, making a World Series, winning the division. Maybe you believe, ultimately, I got to be honest, with my team, this is my downfall. Do you want me to start? You want to start? How do you want to go?
So for me, okay, and I'll start with the Yankees, the first thing that bothers me is starting pitching. And that may sound odd, given Max Fried, obviously he's been fantastic, probably leader in the Cy Young in the American League right now, or one of them at least. Carlos Rodon, he's been pretty good. There's this belief that Luis Gil is going to come back and be that post All-Star break trade deadline, non-acquisition, right? It just feels like you're comfortable right now. And the reason I look at starting pitching is because I don't know what's bothering Max Fried. He also has pitched 122 innings already in the first half of this season.
He got that blister.
Right. So that's what I mean. I don't know what's going to happen with this blister. It could be nothing. There's plenty of ways and plenty of, I don't know, baseball tricks to get rid of blisters or tamp them down or make them manageable or whatever it may be. But I don't know what's going to happen with his blister. I also know that as much as we believe in Carlos Rodon to start this season, he's thrown 119 innings so far this season. And so both of those guys are injury prone. And so I look at what they have done and it's perfect. But what happens if one of them falters? And I'm not worried about, you know, the lineup per se, because over the last 12 games, they've scored a ton of runs.
They have.
I mean, what did they go through? Nine? I mean, they lost some of those games, but they went through 9 or 10 straight games scoring 5 or more runs.
Yeah, they're scoring.
Right. We talked about the first game against the Cubs in that series. They scored 11 runs. Like, I'm not worried about the bats. I feel like they're going to step up when the time is needed. I'm worried about the pitching, most importantly, simply because I don't know and have faith that everything is going to be copacetic the way that it should line up. Max Fried could be great. Carlos Rodon could continue to be great. Luis Gil could come back and be just like he was when he won Rookie of the Year a year ago. Or all that could go to pot. And then it doesn't matter how many runs you score. You still lose.
I think I hate this open because now Tiki's making me more nervous for everything. Because I had ranked starting pitching at number 3 and had some of those thoughts. But now hearing you say them.
But it's
damn,
true.
You're right. No, you are.
You just don't know.
You don't know. But if I had to cherry pick again, I'd put that at number 3, and I'm picking my one biggest concern.
Right.
I'm including the trade deadline in this because, call me silly, I have faith that Brian Cashman is going to add a third baseman. I don't think he's going to strike out there. And I do have faith that he's going to add a bullpen arm or two, which I think is their other biggest flaw.
Right.
If you're asking me my truthful biggest concern, I think we saw it again yesterday, and we saw it throughout the first half. My biggest concern is that the Yankees plug these holes at third base. All right, we're going to cook. Bullpen, we're going to cook. And in the end, it's going to be their faith and reliance on Anthony Volpe that does them in again. Dude, like, this is...
Volpe can be... He can gloss over him a little bit.
This is what... But I'm trying not to, because this is... The idea is your biggest...
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fear or concern?
Yes.
This team continues to make excuses for Anthony Volpe. You know me. We talked about this last week.
Right.
I personally would not be shocked at the end of the year if we find out he was more injured than we thought from that injury in early May.
Right.
And that's what did
shoulder
him.
Injury. Right?
Shoulder injury.
Right.
They run him out there virtually every day. He continues to not get better. Those throwing gaffes yesterday and just taking your time with one, rushing the other, it's problematic. I live with the fact if he's fielding great and you know what, his bat wasn't what we thought and he hits ninth, he's a mess on both sides.
Damn.
And I could just see the Yankees heavily investing, trading prospects, doing everything they can to fine-tune this team. And then there it comes in the wild card round or wherever, and there's Anthony Volpe throwing balls away that's leading the innings at all of this. I think the Yankees' reliance and trust that they are right and everybody's wrong in Anthony Volpe will be and remains my biggest concern for this team to get accomplished their ultimate goals.
Didn't we get a follow-up question to Cashman about the Volpe thing? I don't remember what the answer was, but it was kind of like a non-answer.
Yeah, he acknowledged that something was up, but still that they believe in him and everything.
Yeah, I mean, I hear what you're saying, but I also know, just as I said last week, as we agreed to last week, Anthony Volpe's still going to go grind. And he's not one of those that's going to lose his confidence, because honestly, that's what it feels like.
Right.
Right, he has the one throwing mistake, and it's kind of like, all right, you're trying too hard. Then he has a second one; it's just late, and it's just like you're not trying at all. So I think he's actively correcting. I see him when he makes a mistake; he's actively trying to correct. You're never going to see a lack of effort from Anthony Volpe, and I give him credit for that because that's how you fix yourself. Right, it's just keep giving effort and effort and effort, and I refuse to believe unless he's hurt. Now, that might be the issue.
It could be.
Right? But because if he's hurt, then none of this matters. Everything I'm saying means nothing. Because if you're hurt and you're still trying harder, you're probably making things worse. Right? And so, but if he's not hurt, I think he'll eventually figure it out because he's a grinder. You know what I mean? Like, he grinds.
And, he does.
And I respect that, even though he's been frustrating as hell over the last 3 weeks.
Everybody has been in a workplace where they see somebody bust their ass and grind.
And they're still not good enough?
They're just not good at their job. And that might be the case. And I don't want that to be the case. I want to root for Anthony Volpe, but it's frustrating. Tommy, before we spin this all around and give our Mets worst concerns, positive Tommy, what is your Yankee big concern for the second half?
It's the Yankees offense. Now hear me out.
What?
You're going to say, Tommy, the Yankees hit a lot of home runs.
I know.
The Yankees score a lot of runs. I believe those are in blowout games where they bully bad relief pitching. And when you get to the late, you know, September, October, and the pitching gets a hell of a lot better, you can't just muscle your way through those type of rotations. I think the lack of depth, I think the lack of grinders, gamers, ball players at the bottom of their order will ultimately lead to their undoing. And they're going to pitch Aaron Judge differently when you get to October. That's assuming he even hits in October, or King Aaron Judge, I should say.
Oh!
Put me down for a dollar.
Dollar!
I think I'm up to $2 on that. So, yeah, to me, it's the Yankee offense.
Okay. All right, now let's go to the
Mets. I can see that. It happens every postseason.
Every October, no doubt about it. Right. I did laugh that he said there's not enough grinders at the bottom of the order after you just got done explaining why Anthony Volpe's
a grinder. Talking about Anthony Volpe as a fielder.
Okay.
I think he's clueless at the plate. As a fielder, I think he'll figure it out.
All right, that's fair enough. All right, Mets. We'll go around the room. Tiki, you went first with the Yankees, so go first with your Mets picks.
For the Mets, this is the easiest one ever.
Ever.
And I don't know how anybody can see it anything other than this. It's hitting with runners in scoring position. You heard Carlos Mendoza talk about it two series ago. You saw it last night. You just, every single time, they looked feckless with runners in scoring position.
Feckless.
And it's frustrating because it's like, all right, this is the moment. I mean, how many times have we said that?
whether it's Juan Soto or whoever. This is the moment. This is your opportunity. Bases are loaded, or runners on second and third, whatever it is. This is the moment. And then the same result happens. You get a weak grounder. You get a double play ball. You get a strikeout. Whenever those moments happen, they're not correcting, right? The law of averages isn't working in their favor to make these things happen when you needed them happen. So I can't do anything but just guess going forward, we're going to get the same kind of runners in scoring position inefficiency from this Mets team. That's what kills me.
I still have faith in the lineup. I was not going there with the lineup because, look, they have the Fab Four, right? They have the big three. And I actually let's be honest, Vientos' bat is starting to come around a little bit here. And Mauricio, so all the thought about, the Mets need to add a third baseman, by proxy, one of these guys is going to be fine at third base. Obviously, I have my issues with catching. I keep coming back to this. I said it at the beginning of the year. I'm still going to say it now. This is collective, from the bullpen through the rotation. My biggest concern for the Mets is that we're going to go from year number two of not understanding to win a championship. Your pitching lab's a farce. Hear me out.
Why do you say
okay, I think Senga's obviously a fine pitcher. He came back, pitched well.
He did.
I like Manaea. We've got to clearly see more than this. We can't just assume he is last year. Again, I'm not panicking about it. We talked about Holmes and the pitch counts and all of this. There still remains, and I love what David Peterson's done, by the way. That might be the ultimate ace for this team long term. There's still comes a time in postseason series, and yes, the league has changed and gone more towards bullpen, where you're lining up in a postseason series and you want to have the pitching advantage. And I think last year versus the Dodgers had a million injuries, but the Dodgers didn't look at the Mets at all and think, oh man, the Mets have so much more of a pitching advantage than us. And I think ultimately for the Mets to accomplish their ultimate goals, if they're not going to acquire maybe a big starter here, which I don't think they will because they keep relying on this, I think the rotation is going to be the reason that they don't win a World Series or get to a World Series this year. I think they're going to hit the hell out of the ball. And whether that carries over to the bullpen where you just don't have enough bullpen arms, I think the pitching, we're just assuming because of this lab and everything that happened last year, I think the pitching remains a glaring issue. They don't have the guy as much as Peterson's an all-star and Senga probably would have been if he wasn't hurt.
Right.
And I don't know if Max Fried's going to be the guy for the Yankees in the Gerrit Cole part, and all we could do is compare the town. I have real difficulty looking at that Met pitching and thinking that's going to ultimately provide to be a strength to get through the entire postseason. Tommy?
For the audience, I am being forced to do this against my will.
I did.
Just like Jet was being forced against his will to say the Mets suck.
Yes. When I came into the office today, I said, Tommy, here's the open. I know you're positive, Tommy. You got to have something. Something.
For me, it is, I'll take what Sean said, but I'll say that it's more about the health of the starting rotation. When it comes to Senga, who is often injured, when it comes to Manaea, who's coming back from an injury. He looked good. So I think that if everybody stays healthy, they should be good. But if they lose a couple of starters like they did in the first half, you're already talking about a bullpen that's taxed from a first half of a lot of work. Now, they may add a few arms in the bullpen. I expect them to do that. But the last thing they need in this second half is more bullpen games or your starters not going 6-7 innings because Senga's out, because Manaea's out, or if somebody else gets hurt. So I think the attrition, one would say, of guys getting injured in the rotation leading to the bullpen to have struggles would be the Mets' undoing.
Of course.
Coming from the Nick guy.
Exactly. So all of you out there who are living in this, hey, we're at the All-Star break, life is good, or maybe life sucks for a Yankee or a Met fan. All the negative fans, the positive fans, come together. One big concern.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.